Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we are all heading to ISE next week in Amsterdam, and it is a big deal, big show, biggest pro AV show in the world. It'll be a four-day show this year, and every year, the first booth you see, the first stand you see when you walk in the hall is the Crestron stand. So I'm joined today by Tim Hyman, who's the head of marketing for Crestron EMEA. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. Thank you very well. Thank you very much. I'm very well, and it's great to be invited to come and give this podcast. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you joining me. I don't even know why it's even, there's not probably not much of a point to say your stand number, but I'll say it anyway. Hall 2 booth, our stand number C24, because everyone sees it. It's literally, when you register, you walk in the door, it's right there. You always, Crestron always has a big theme and a big focus of the show this year. Can you tell me a little bit about, I know you won't probably want to talk much about the products because you guys are infamous for, are famous for wanting to wait until the last minute to surprise everybody with all the new stuff. But what can you tell me about your plans at ISE?
Yeah, okay, no problem. Well, so first of all, thank you. And for those of you who aren't aware, Crestron, we're a global technology manufacturer, and we're trying to make people's lives better by creating the technology that makes them work the way they want to. It's been a bit of a focus for us over the last year to focus on solutions rather than products. And so with that in mind, this year for the booth, we're really excited. It's a chance for us to showcase our solutions in a different way than the way we've done it before. We're really trying to focus on the end-to-end solutions rather than the products that make them up. And so we have a few surprises about the way that we've designed the booth. Essentially, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be focusing on the deploy, manage, and experience aspects of our solutions. What we're keen to try and do as much as possible is to really showcase how you can experience our solutions all in one go. And then for those of you, depending on your level of technicality, really show you how we pulled it together in terms of being able to deploy that technology, but also then actually showing you how you can manage it in a more simple and sophisticated way that saves you time and ultimately, depending whether you're a client or an end user or a integrator, it really helps you achieve your business objectives.
So it sounds like you're hinting sort of at a more hands-on learning environment rather than a product focused environment or maybe even more applications focused. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, Gary. We have a different setup. We're going to have an area where you'll be able to experience in a real world environment, which talks very much to the clients or the end users. And then directly opposite, we'll have a specific area where we'll actually show you how we've pulled that solution together, but not just show you how we've done it, give you the makeup, help you demonstrate what the products are that help make that up, and then really be able to talk to you about the benefits. I think one of the reasons we're trying to do it this way is that we're fundamentally aware of the changes in the market and the attitudes towards AV and IT integration. And we recognize that ISE, now being 4 days, is probably going to have a much larger percentage of people of all different kinds of background, whether you're a dealer, an integrator, a consultant, or actually an end user and client. And so what we wanted to do was have a booth that really represents not just the ability to talk to everyone in once, but also talk to everyone in a way where, depending on the level of complexity of your booth, of your setup, we can show you from simple to really, really complex rooms.
Okay, that makes sense. And so you're going to kind of show like, okay, we can kind of do it any type of system, size-wise, complexity-wise, so I get it now. So but I'm sure you'll be launching some new products. I mean, ultimately you'll have some new product areas and I'm sure you have some surprises. I mean, last year your focus was big time. I mean, you had 4K all over your stand last year. Can you give us any kind of idea what you'll be featuring this year without giving out any secrets, obviously, but give us any sort of indication?
Yeah, this year we have a specific view. What we'll be focusing on a lot more is about how you can actually manage your system. I can't divulge any more at this point, but we're really excited about a new technology that we're going to bring to market that will really change the workplace in terms of the way you interact with your workplace. So it'll help everyone from as I said, from the guys who are actually using the technology at the end of the day, but also the people who are implementing it. I can't go into any more details now, but I would stick with us, and we'll show you a few things in a couple of days' time, not long now. Yeah. We will be having a focus on streaming. It's going to be one area where we've already announced some of the streaming aspects, and we'll have a couple of new products there. And the other areas where we're bringing some new stuff to market is really about the out-of-the-box functionality for smaller rooms in businesses. So we have this great new product, the HD MD 400, which is a high-definition scaling presentation switcher and extender. We'll be showcasing that. And beyond that, we have a fairly large residential area as well, where we'll be showcasing some of the new developments that we've brought online since the middle of last year. So this is all based on our Ping technology platform.
Yeah, and of course, I can't have a podcast without mentioning Crestfest. I assume you're going to have Crestfest again at ISE?
We will be having Crestfest. Again, we've been we're keeping the artist under wraps. I can tell you that they're a Grammy nominated artist, so they're famous globally, and we're looking forward to that. That'll be taking place on the Wednesday night. We've had a substantially higher level of registrations and interest in that event than we've ever had before. But I think it's also important to mention that we're running a whole series of other activities as well. We'll be running some training, which will be specifically linked to areas of the booth. So the idea is you can come onto the booth and find out about our new solutions, and then you can actually go and learn about them in the training theaters. We have our world famous consultant summit as well, which is hosted by Fred Barghessi. And aside from Crestfest, we're also the title sponsor of the Unified Communications Theatre. So we'll be talking a little bit about how some of our technology and working with some fairly big name brands has started to hopefully change the way that people think about unified communications as well.
Well, it'll all be starting, like you said, in a week and a day, and that's at ISE in Amsterdam. Hall 2, stand number C24. And Tim, I really appreciate you joining me this morning. And we'll put up a link to your show microsite. So if you're listening to this podcast, just look at the description below. You can click on their show microsite. On there, you can actually Crestron's actually provided you a free registration code for getting into the show, information about about details on Crestfest. The training that you're doing is actually outlined on that microsite as well, includes the whole training schedule, and you start on Tuesday and you go all the way through the end of the day on Thursday, descriptions. And the consultant summit that you mentioned also is there's a tab for that, and you can actually register for that. I appreciate you going there. Again, we'll put a link to that on the website. And Tim, again, I appreciate you joining me this morning, and I wish you guys the best of luck.
Gary, thank you very much for having me, and I look forward to being able to show you around the booth and hopefully walking you through some of the stuff that we're doing, and it would be great to get your feedback.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I like all this kind of, I love the glue part of the market, the stuff that makes things happen behind the scenes, so I'm a little bit of a geek when it comes to that kind of stuff, so I'll definitely be going through there and seeing what you have new, and I'm certainly very interested in the new streaming products as well, because I see that. And the impact of the network having and becoming bigger and bigger and bigger quicker, as opposed to we've gone pretty slow over the last 10 years, but I see it accelerating quite a bit. So I definitely am interested in that as well. So we'll be going there. We'll be shooting videos. We'll actually shoot videos of every single new product and all the little technology areas that they have on their stand. So you can go to ravepubs.com and you can look at, and just type in Crestron in the search window. The video search window on the left side of the page. When you go to the ISE microsite and just type in Crestron, you can find all the videos we shot. And of course, we'll do some live interviews there as well. So keep listening and keep following us, because we still have a week away before ISE. And I wish Crestron the best of luck. And I don't think you have any problem finding the Crestron stand. Just walk in the entrance. So thanks, Tim. I appreciate it again.
Thank you, Gary. I look forward to seeing you there.
And this has been my Daily Rants and Raves. Keep listening, because we have a lot more to cover before ISE next week in Amsterdam.